every day, Friday, every day, every day, Friday, every day, every day, Friday, every day, every day, Friday.
Welcome to the vibe where love and faith collide. I'm your boy, Michael D. Ballard, aka the Marriage Pastor, and I'm going to be your guide to take you on your heart's journey through this crazy thing called love. So whether you are single, you're ready to mingle, or you're hitched and your love is in the ditch, I'm going to help you remix your love life from a kingdom perspective. So buckle up, buttercup, and let me drop you some kingdom knowledge from the Word of God. And we're going to upgrade your love life. You ready? Turn off all distractions. Let's get into this lesson. All right, let's get my notes. Shouts out to my Faithful Hearts community. We standing on Genesis 1:26. Faithful Hearts, throw them hearts up, throw them hearts up. And if you are new to the community, welcome, welcome, welcome. We hope that you join our community so you can have some support in your love life or your dating life or your single life, getting ready for your dating life, whatever. Join our community. So let's jump right into our lesson, because this truly is a blessing. I should have been a rapper. All right. So today's lesson from our Foundation of Love series, where we are understanding agape love. We're on lesson four, day four, however you guys are following along. We're going to talk about how agape love was demonstrated by the one and only Yahshua, aka Jesus the Christ, because he is our ultimate role model on how to love and how to be loved. Amen. So make sure you go to our website, michaeldballard.com, download your workbook if you haven't done so already. But if you have, thank you, thank you, thank you for supporting it. Remember, if you're in a small group or community, make sure everybody download their workbook, because it's going to give you reflection questions. It's going to give you some more scripture, some prayer, some pages for journaling. It's going to help you take this lesson to another level so that it can be a blessing. And excuse you, bro, because it's hot today. We are in Miami Beach. So thank you. Thank you. Thank you for joining me. Y'all know how we do it. I like to start with a story. So today's story is called The Firefighter's Sacrifice. The Firefighter's Sacrifice. In a bustling city, there lived a firefighter named Michael. Awesome name. He was known for his bravery and deep commitment to saving lives, often putting himself in harm's way to rescue others. One fateful night, a massive fire broke out in an apartment building. Michael and his team were among the first responders. Amid the flames and chaos, Michael learned that a family was trapped on the top floor. Without hesitation, Michael fought his way through the flames and smoke, reaching the family. He managed to guide them toward the exit, but as they neared safety, the building structure began to collapse. Michael made a split-second decision. He shielded the family with his own body as part of the ceiling came crashing down. Miraculously, the family survived with minor injuries, but Michael was critically injured. His selfless act saved their lives at great personal cost. The city hailed him as a hero, but for Michael, it was simply an expression of his duty and love for others. First off, shout out to all my first responders, all those people that put their lives in jeopardy daily for the benefit of others. That is truly an essence of agape love. Our scripture today is in John 15, 13. Greater love has no one than this, to lay down one's life for one's friend. Who is your friend when we talk about relationships? Because a lot of times we don't feel that our spouses are supposed to be our friend, but I believe that they are. I believe that's the greatest friend you should have is with your spouse. And if you don't have a relationship where you are, guys are friends, then you guys are missing a vital cornerstone or foundation of what your marriage should be. Today, I want to break down John 15 to 13 into two sections. One, it says, greater love has no one than this. What does that mean? That phrase simply states that it implies that this type of love surpasses all other dynamics of the word love. That's self-sacrificing, even unto your death. Now, this does not necessarily mean that you should kill yourself for somebody. But this is saying that you are holding that other person higher than yourself in certain situations. I taught this before. This does not apply if your relationship is unhealthy. This does not apply if you're trying to manipulate somebody to do what it is that you want them to do. That is not agape. That's manipulation. That's demonic. That is not the type of love that God is talking about at this time. We're talking about in healthy situations where you should operate as if the other person is held at a higher cost. Think about Christ. We're talking about Christ. What did Christ do? He laid down his life for us. Not only is he Lord and Savior, but he also considers us friends, which is so dope that the God of the universe, the creator of all things, considers us his friends. You consider your spouse your friend. Are you willing to sacrifice for the greater good of your spouse? The second part, to lay down one's life for one's friend. When we talk about, now this goes beyond just the physical life. Again, it encompasses sacrificing your comfort, your desires, and your safety for the well-being of others. I gotta break this down, because this is not about forsaking everything that God has called you to do in your life, called you to be in your life. This is not about laying down what God has told you to do. And I believe a lot of people make this mistake in relationships where they lay down everything for the relationship to the detriment of their purpose, to the detriment of their identity, to the detriment of what it is that that God has called them to do and be in this world, to the detriment of their own health, even into the detriment of their own safety. God is not calling you to be a fool in love. He is calling you to be a kingdom citizen in love. And it's important, because I hear the Holy Spirit telling me the key thing is one's friend. He never told you to lay down your life for an enemy. Think about that. He never said lay down your life for an enemy. He said, lay down your life for a friend. That's a high level of responsibility. That also talks about the type of relationship that you are supposed to be having with the person you're supposed to lay your life down with. You're not supposed to lay down your life for anybody. And there are a lot of people in relationships that God has not called them to be in that are abusive. He never told you to lay down your life for anybody. So if you have that that dynamic in your relationship where it is loving and healthy and it is God ordained, this is the agape love that he's talking about. This is the sacrifice that he is calling us to lay down our life for. I want you to ask you a question. When you see this, what do you see? This is an altar in biblical time. Just like the firefighter, he laid down his life. He sacrificed his altar was that building. His altar was that profession, that job. That's where he went to sacrifice himself. When we get married at an altar, not so that we can live, but so that we can die. As a matter of fact, I think we should change those vows. And when the preacher is asking you, do you take this man, you take this woman, and we say, I do, we should say, I die. Because marriage is a daily death, sometimes of your comfort, of your convenience. There's going to be some times when you may not can't watch your favorite movie. You may can't sit up and just, you want to get some sleep, but your spouse want to spend time with you. There's going to be some times when you're going to have to sacrifice some comfortability. It was a time I remember where I got some extra money at work. There's never extra money, right? But I got, you know, a little bit more money. And I wanted to get myself some equipment for filming. But my wife wanted her hair done, and she needed some new shoes. And it's been a while since she has some new shoes. And I was like, okay. So I got this money. Instead of me getting my equipment, I said, hey, baby, here's the money. Go get you some shoes, right? It may not seem like a big sacrifice, but I really needed this equipment. But she needed the shoes more. And so I made sure that my wife went and got her shoes that she needed. That's the part of sacrifice. That's the part of what God is calling us to do in the interim of our life, of our relationship. So this is the sacrifice that we're talking about. When it's unhealthy, when it's good, when it is honorable, this is the same sacrifice that Jesus did. Trust me, when Jesus died, when Jesus sacrificed himself on that cross, it did not feel good. As a matter of fact, there was a point that he didn't even want to do it. But he said, Father, not my will, but your will be done. There's going to be some times in your relationship where you're going to say, not my will, but your will be done, God. There's going to be some things in your marriage, in your relationship, that God is telling you to give up. When God tells you to give it up, you know it's good. You know it's healthy. You know it's going in the right direction. And so I want to challenge you today to look at your life, look at your relationships, and ask yourself, what are some areas where you can sacrifice more for the well-being of your spouse when it's healthy? Not sacrificing your desire, not sacrificing your purpose and your identity, but what are some areas in your life where you can sacrifice more for your spouse? Make sure you get on that Robert, the workbook. Got some questions to help take this relationship journey to the next level. And remember, guys, don't forget to download your ROL, Return on Love Assessment. If you haven't done so, go to my website. You can download it. This assessment is changing lives. It's helping people to decipher through the noise of the emotions and the frustrations that you may have in your marriage to help you really see where the benefits of this relationship is. Help you to decipher the areas where you need to go to the next level. For those that are dating, it'll help you make a determination. Is this relationship worth it? Am I getting back what I'm putting in? That's what this assessment is designed to do. Remember, share this training with somebody else. And until next time, make sure you are loving intentionally, being mindful of who you let into your life, guard your heart at all costs. This is your boy, Michael B. Ballard, a.k.a. the Marriage Pastor. Till we meet again, my faithful hearts, Genesis 1:26 is your ultimate goal for your relationship. I love you with the love of Christ, and I'll see you next time. Peace.